you have to justify yourself.
It is kind of one quality that's kind of just elaborated, so I can see that. You're ambivalent, and ambivalency, or you get a 3 or 4. But is that like a compromise between like a 3 and something?
I mean, since you defer to the higher level, I took the 3 and then I saw, okay, this is higher than a 3. But then they have this very kind of idealized view of themselves. It's all very one-dimensional. I try very hard to be a kind and giving person. If it was just kind and giving, that would be a 4. I like to do nice things for others. I would truly rather do something for someone else rather than myself. It's just this very, like, positive, vague, like, there's no real, you know, articulation of what it is, and there's no real kind of ambivalence or anything. It's all just little pluses with, you know, no.
Yeah, I can see more as a 4 than, like, that 3 quality. I would give it a 5. I mean, I still think it's a bit higher.
You know, there's a lot of idealization going on, and I don't see the 5.
I mean, they used a lot of verbiage to describe their sweetness, but, you know, like, it was really not even something, you know, like, they couldn't even, like, it could have been a 7 if they had given a specific example or articulated that, but they're not even sure what they do that's so nice.
I can see it as the idealization of it. I mean, they try. I don't see this person as saying like I'm amazing, but like I can see them as emphasizing like the one positive quality about themselves. Really.
You know, if I heard something of the other side, I think 5. I don't hear that. You know.
Okay.
Would that be considered unilateral?
Yeah, I think. Unitary.
I would give it a 6.
For a 6, you'd have to hear some ambivalence, and I don't hear any ambivalence at all.
I try very hard to be a kind and giving person. Wouldn't that imply that it's difficult?
We don't know. If you try hard and you succeed.
But then you would just be a kind and giving person, as opposed to striving.
Right, like in saying you are. Yeah, I mean, it contrasted with one I gave, or 2 words as like, well, I'm the smartest person I know, or something like that. Was one we had, or maybe we had. Like, you know, I felt like it was a very different quality, so I was like, that doesn't deserve the same. I mean, no one's supposed to be comparing examples, but I felt the same category. But I could see how it would be. I would give it a 5, and I guess then that would be.
I mean, Usain Bolt is the fastest man in the world, right, from Jamaica.
Okay.
And he said, he could say, I try very hard to be the fastest man in the world, right? He is the fastest man in the world. He also tries very hard at it. He probably trains 3-4 times a day at the track.
That's the only way he's identified.
Yeah. But, it, you know, it's idealized.
Right.
So just because he tries hard doesn't negate the fact that it's an idealized image of himself.
Right.
He's still the best in the world. He's the fastest guy in the world.
It would be a 4 then.
That's how I look at it, yeah.
What would you rate HMR
for the one that I just mentioned? HMR
3.
I
must have given it a 4.
I give it a 4. Did you refuse it?
I give it a 3. Maybe
yeah, I wasn't sure. I put a mark next to that one because I figured it's a 4 or 3. And I think when we got the output, I looked at it, and we were off by 1. So.
Yeah.
Because it was similar. I'm a composite of my parents. Compassionate, listening, helping people find their way.
So is there a more correct, maybe we can pose that to the group, like, if there's a more correct way
between
of looking
the,
at that one?
Which one? It says, I'm a composite of my parents, compassionate listener, helping people find their way through tortuous paths of life. So there's like a 3 and that 4 quality, but I guess you defer to the 4.
Yeah.
Four. Okay.
I I mean, because they did, you know, kind of elaborate a little more on themselves. If they had just stopped and kept making the comparison back and forth, they were so much alike because of...
What threw me was the fact that the first component of it is, I am a composite of my parents. I think that kind of threw me off and made me go 3-3, but I totally understand why it would be a 4. But I think if it had come later in the response, it would have been more easily seen as a higher
score. It went on even further and got even higher. So
yeah.
High score.
But that makes sense.
Let's see, what other pair have we not... We hit all the pairs? I think we have, except for Melissa. So let's look at Melissa and Chris. Yeah, there is one. Two. Maybe you differed more than one. HRD2, which was response 12. And WCB2, which was response 15. You see that, Chris?
Yeah.
So you can duke it out with the podcast.
We duked it out already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, and what was the outcome? Let's hear. Who won?
HRD2. I deferred that I could go up to an 8. We both kind of agreed.
Okay, so you compromised.
I was scoring a little low, she was scoring a little high, and then, like, collaboratively we decided, well, maybe
okay.
An 8 would be... Yeah, I had given it a 7. I've been able to express his feelings, love, and care. Had a bit of a hot, cold temper, but always felt much more emotionally connected with him. He did a lot of pro bono work, which was an inspiration to me professionally. Very supportive of my growth, optimistic for my future.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say about an 8.
Yeah. So she had given it a 9, and yeah. I just didn't really see the 9, but then, you know, kind of discussing where there's
it was a 7 until, like, the very end.
Yeah. So, I mean,
either, and that, for you, bumped it up to an 8?
Right, like, when the writer included the impact that person has on themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we decided like, that would be a better name. Probably we were somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. And the other one, WCB2.
My father is a kind, sensitive, and hardworking man. He never went to college and grew up in a very small town, where he and my mother, in quotes, where he and my mother raised me and my sibling. He owns and operates a restaurant in that town and acts as the chef. At 56, he continues to work 90-hour work weeks during the busiest months. He taught me to work very hard. He was staunchly conservative until I came out and has since shifted to more liberal views, mostly regarding sexuality and less on other social issues. So I had given it an 8. I figured it was fairly complex, and it kind of discussed some different settings, so he was a kind of relational aspects in a few different settings. I didn't really see, I saw some past and some present, but you know, not a lot of future, so I didn't go up any higher to the 9. And
I saw almost a 9, because I mean, and I know, and again, like the last one, I mean, I felt like it was a little more complex than the last one in terms of the impact that the writer had on the father and the changing of the values. But I think no more than a 9.
And she had given it a 10. And when we talked, she said she would go down to a 9. But, you know, we weren't really...
You guys never fight.
What?
You see fighting.
That's why we code so well, though.
I have a question.
We're able to kind of get to some place that's acceptable.
One of them I was doing, and I had just a tough time with. I don't know. I'm not sure what you gave it, but...
Which one is it?
It was WCC1. It was number, for which?
This is between you and Brianna?
Right. 11, number 11.
Okay, so you gave it a 6 and Brianna gave it a 7.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it deserved like a lower score, but I guess I'll read it. My mother is very encouraging in pretty much everything I do. She's very outgoing and boisterous. And is very warm and has a good heart. She's someone I feel like I can really rely on. So I felt like there was like all that idealization, but then there was like that relationship that was described as well. So I wasn't sure. I was afraid that you might have given that lower score, maybe, or something like that. But I guess.
Say it, read it again.
My mother is very encouraging in pretty much everything I do. She's very outgoing and boisterous and is very warm and has a good heart. She is someone I feel that I can rely on, really rely on.
Boisterous is an idealizing and emerging related.
I mean, the relationship is very, like, vague. I mean, someone I can rely on, I mean, it wasn't. So I don't know.
I mean, you know, a 7 would be outside the realm. You know, there is a unilateral relationship
right.
That's implied there. I can rely on her.
Right, that's the part that I don't know what it is. Now, is that how much, does that bring that up to a 7? Or
are you gave it a 6?
I give it a 6, kind of almost like I saw.
Don't we score the highest possible?
Right, I wasn't sure if it really hit that unilateral relationship or if it was.
I can rely on her.
Right.
And okay. She encourages me.
And she, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
I mean, given that second part, which I didn't really think about until now, I mean, would you even consider an 8? Would that be possible? Cohesive, individuated. Maybe not. Maybe it's not so individuated.
And there's not really any empathetical attunement at that level. I mean, she gave 2 nice unilateral, but she didn't
right.
Tie them in
right.
Any way.
Yeah.
And she didn't context really.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I would say a 7. So.
I had down 7, 6. I had a bunch of question marks.
So, we've got many, many more responses to go. So, I think we did really well with 20.
Yeah.
So, we want to stick with 20?
Maybe 25?
How do you guys feel?
Well, pretty much like almost all 8.5, 9.
That was all 9.
I think that's the best we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it definitely. I mean, I was effusive in my praise, which I seldom am. You want to do 25?
That's pretty good, huh?
Okay. Can our students who are actually taking courses do 25?
Be very masochistic, but yes, bring it on.
All right. Well, it's a question for Dustin. You guys are getting paid for this. Dustin is not. So, how do you feel about doing 25, Dustin?
That's fine.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
I want to protect your time.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, you guys will get out the assignments for 25.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys can put your heads together and kind of project based on the number of responses we have at 25 per team, how long it's going to take us to complete this. Now, you and Melissa, and you and Giacomo can obviously do more. You guys, you two have the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you guys compared your two?
Yeah.
How'd it look?
It's pretty good. I'm mostly the same or one away, and on one more than two away.
Just one?
I believe
2
so.
Or more?
Yeah.
From the stats atlas.
Yeah, run a correlation. Or an alpha.
Don't go over my head.
Or an ICC, an interclass
correlation. Don't throw your stats knowledge.
What's that?
I forget when the dinner is. I think it's like
May 5th.
Wow.
Is that, are you talking about the Emily party?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we won't meet that week.
Seven, seven, eight, eight, seven, seven, six, four, five, five, six, seven, four, nine, seven, five, six, five, seven, five.
Hike.
Am I doing a Bivaria?
Yep.
Pearson?
Yep.
You can do that. Two-tailed or one-tailed?
Two-tailed, is that going to change the score? Pretty damn good.
0.83.
So, Richard, I'm just thinking whether you should actually use your scores. Mm-hmm. You're going to be here every week?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see this through to completion?
What is that?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'd like Giacomo and Chris to figure out how long this... For the DR, not mentalization, just the DR, how long you project.
When did the last one take us?
I was looking at, based on my calculations, not using SPSS, but just the way I was setting up, maybe 4 more weeks, 5.
Okay.
I think we had 5 weeks.
So as to be safe, let's say the middle of May.
That
can
I can
you,
do.
You can use the middle of May?
Yeah, I was worried it was going to be like through the summer into the fall.
No, I mean, there is another coding system we have left, mentalization, and but certainly you don't have to stick around for that one. But if you can commit to this one, we'll use your scores.
Mm-hmm. Mid-May is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about it? You guys, you're okay with Richard?
Yeah.
Okay, we're okay with you, Richard.
Okay.
You're in the club. It's a big deal.
Higher than diamond, the flat recorded in there, actual. 0.74 was the
Is that right?
So, yeah, that's my state. Anything above 0.75.
But, you know, sample characteristics can also alter. I mean, they were doing inpatients, I think, and there might be more variability. Who knows what was
They
going
made
on.
The measures.
Okay. All right, so... You sent me yours, so we'll count those as real scores then.
Sure.
All right. So make a note of that. But I don't want Richard doing more than 20. Okay.
Okay.
So just in terms of scheduling, coding team is officially meeting throughout the month of May?
Well, for you guys are doing this for pay, and the semester is officially over, May 6th is commencement. So, you know, I'm going to leave it up to you what you guys do. I certainly hope that you would at least finish out your commitment to Chris and Giacomo. We aren't going to be meeting on the 5th because that's the year-end party.
Punch you down.
We're not the end of it.
Huh?
We're not meeting.
No.
Right. Okay.
Not
good.
On May 5th.
Yeah,
no.
So, I mean, after the 5th, I'd be happy to do more than 20, 25, because every, you know, we're done. So, well, we have summer school, but.
Me too.
Summer school. Yeah, but after the 25th.
You're okay, Dustin?
If it would
yeah,
be,
I could do more than, I mean,
after
yeah,
if it would shave all time. Then.
Sounds like, I mean, I don't think we're going to go much past. I mean, May 19th would be like an outer date. We're most likely going to be finished before May 19th.
Okay.
So.
Honestly, with the other one, I believe with the additional assignments, because we did a little bit more at the end, but we had done it in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Including this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if we, you know.
Cause our team expanded. So.
Yeah, because like, you and I had done extra, and Melissa and I had done
mm-hmm.
extra, but we
but
didn't.
We only did
so, we, like, the way I have the folder set up, it was like 4 weeks.
So maybe by
after the 5th.
I was looking at the end of April, Jeff. That last Thursday being the last.
I mean, you can try it. I think.
I mean, obviously.
The more you and Melissa can do, and the more you and Giacomo can do, obviously, the better.
I now have a third coding partner.
You do, but I only want him doing 20 a week. Okay.
That's 100. I want to. Total for the
5 weeks. No, absolutely. 100's a big deal. So, Richard, we really appreciate your help. But you have to be sure to get me your responses by 10 p.m. the night before. Yep. Okay. All right. So, should we end early? All right. You guys did so well. I'm not going to ride you so hard tonight.
Is the day really over?